welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Well, I praise God, and I'm so happy to be here with you, but also I am so nervous. I hope you can understand my English. It's like this singer, this lady singer, she said, my English is not very good. But here I am. Well, I praise God because it is a great joy for me to be part of your team when you are there. And to be interpreting for Pastor Kevin, really is a great blessing to have you, all of you there, and you have blessed my nation tremendously, so thank you very much. The apostle that I work with, he has been working for 55 years there in Mexico, and I saw him 2 weeks ago, and he said greetings to Pastor Kevin, and to the whole church also. He says thank you very much for helping the churches there in Chiapas that he started 55 years ago. I've been working with him 35 years, being very close to him, and the Lord has allowed us to help the pastors to be better pastors. Right now our focus is to train the pastors to be better pastors every day, and I know it's not easy there in Mexico, but the Lord has been helping us, and as Pastor said, the Lord has been giving us a chance to help directly 250 churches. Those are the churches that are on the Living Faith. That's the name of the organization. But also the Lord has been giving us the vision to help some other pastors that they have their own religious association. And right now we are 12 different groups, and we're going to have what we call the summit. Next February, we're planning to have the summit. And in that summit, we can represent at least 500 churches, because there are some other apostles that they put together some other churches. So be praying for us. The work of God is growing there in Mexico, but at the same time, sometimes we feel that we don't have all what we need. But we praise God for you, because you have a tremendous heart to help us. And thank you. Thank you for all what you've been doing for us. I just want to say something very small about my life. I was born and raised in a pastoral home. When my father died, like 17 years ago, he was pastoring for 65 years. And also her father, also she comes from a pastoral house. And it is a blessing, because since we were children, since I was a young boy, I remember that I have the desire to serve Jesus, but not as a pastor. And sometimes we are stubborn, you know, because the Lord says, you go and go be a pastor. We don't like to be a pastor. And I said, Lord, I want to do whatever you call me to do, but I want to read the Bible and to know that really what is in the Bible is true. I don't want just, you know, like the Catholic churches there in Mexico, they say that they are Catholics, just only because they go to church just only once or twice during the year. I said, I don't want just only to be a Christian because this is a tradition in my family to be Christians. I want really to know that this is true. So I remember when I was 15 years old, we were in a church, and in her church, and in Mexico City. And in that church, his father was a pastor, her father was a pastor. I remember I received a prophetic word. And the Lord called me to be in ministry. So I made the decision. I said, yes, I want to serve God, but I don't want to be as a pastor. But, you know, it was so interesting because I started going to the Bible school. I went into the Bible school. And I remember years ago, 35 years ago, that I saw this guy that really impacted my life. His name is Del Yerto. He is an apostle to me. He's a spiritual father to me. And I remember my father-in-law told me, go to the airport and bring him. So I was there at the airport, you know, it's very common with the name there. And then he said, hey, I am Del Yerto. I said, okay, let's go then. So I put him in the car and I start asking a lot of questions. Are you a pastor? No, I'm not. Are you an evangelist? No, I'm not. And remember, 35 years ago in Mexico, we didn't know any other thing more than to be a pastor or to be an evangelist. And he said, no, I'm not a pastor, I'm not an evangelist. So I told him, so who you are? And he told me, I am a missionary. And I said, a what? I said, I am a missionary. I said, what missionaries do? And he started telling me what he is doing. And I started asking him a lot of questions. How do you live? Who's paying for the trips? A lot of questions. He still remembers that and started laughing at me. But I remember that day, we had a connection. And I remember that the Lord put together our hearts. I put him at the hotel. I told him he would stay here. And I go for my wife to my house, and then at night, I'll pick you up here in the hotel, and we'll take you to the church to preach. When I get back to my house, I told my wife, you know what? I know what I want to be in life. I said, what do you want to be? I said, I want to be a missionary. And she said, what is a missionary? We didn't know what it was, a missionary. So I told her, you will know him one today. You will know one tonight. So I remember that was the beginning. 35 years ago, I started traveling with him, going to Chiapas, and I start being in love with the people in Chiapas. Now I can tell you, I love the people in Chiapas. Really, I love that people, because even when maybe they don't have a lot of resources and a lot of many different things that maybe we can have, I love them, and it is like my second house there in Chiapas. And I praise God, because all the time that I see something good, I am inviting to take them and to preach to them and to teach to them and to help them as you have been doing to us. So thank you very much. I have seen a lot of people that have been there in Chiapas, and really come here is like coming back to the family, and I love you guys. Thank you very much for all that you've been doing. Really, thank you very much. I can remember all of them. They have made a different impact in our lives. There were ladies that they were working harder than a man. And I said, wow, it's incredible. Praise God for them, because they are doing things that I cannot do. I saw Adam. I don't know where's Adam, but I saw Adam. He started working and working and working and working during the whole day. He didn't stop. He was putting the stuff up better than the people there in Mexico. And they said, man, what is all this guy's here? Thank you, Adam. Really, it made a tremendous impact in our lives. And, when I was here, I told Pastor Kevin and said, hey, why don't you come and preach for us? I said, my goodness, I haven't preached in English. So I don't know what am I going to do. But here I am, you know. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here, and thank you for being patient with my English, okay? But I know the Lord is going to talk to you, and I praise the Lord for this time. Let's go to the Word of God, okay? I come to this message. This is not the end. This is the beginning. And I want to tell you, this is the beginning even for this church. I saw the service that you had last weekend, and I know that the Lord is preparing you, and the pastor wants you to be prepared, because there are a lot of things that this church is going to do. And maybe you said, well, I cannot go, and I don't want to go. It's okay, no problem, don't come. But there are three different ways that you can be part of the missions. Number one is praying. It's so important that you pray for them, because they are on different risks that you don't know, really. I try all the time to take care of them. Don't go there, do this, do that. The first thing, don't drink water, please. Don't drink any water. I try, you know, to give some counsel to them, But you know what? They cannot do it if they don't have your prayer. So that's the first thing that you have to do. Be praying for every team that is going to Mexico or wherever. Be praying for them because they will need your prayers and prayers. And that is one way to do missions. The second one is be paid. Help them. I know there are some people that they would like to go, but maybe they don't have the money. Be paying for them because they will need that. That is the second way that you can do missions. And the third one is coming. Come to Mexico. Really. I know it's not easy. I know there's a lot of cartels, but don't worry.
Don't worry.
Really, I promise you, nothing will happen to you. Really, because you know what? We are in an army. Our army is that we are soldiers of God. That is a great one. He has never lost one. So you are welcome, and thank you very much for allowing us to be. So this is not the end. This is the beginning. And the scripture I'm planning to take is in Luke chapter 24. I'm just going to give you some small thoughts about that. It seems like chapter 24 in Luke is the last one. But let me tell you, it's not the last one. Even when the disciples were discussing, and they were saying, oh, our master is gone. We are alone here. What will happen? He invited us to be part of his family. He was teaching us. He told us that we will be fishers of men instead of being fishers of fish. But right now, he's not here. What will happen to us? And they were really discouraged. And they were thinking that maybe this was the last chapter and nothing else will happen. But let me tell you, even when it is the last chapter, the next one, please. Even when it is the last chapter, we can see a biography here. Almost all the biographies, they will finish with the death and the burial of someone. But not Jesus. Not Jesus. Yeah, he was dead. He was buried. They put him on the tomb. But you know what? On the third day, he came alive and he said, here I am, and all the power is given to me. So he is not dead. He is coming up. He is once again seeing them and giving them the courage that they need to go. But in this chapter, we will find the disciples that they were very discouraged. They didn't know what they are going to do, what they have to do. But in the same chapter, we can see that Jesus is not finished. He has a plan. He has a plan. The next one, please. He has a plan. He will ascend to heaven, and then he is going to send the Holy Spirit. That was the plan. He has promised that in John 15. He said, I'm going to depart. John 17, he said, I will send the Holy Spirit. That was the promise. So they didn't understand what was happening, but the Lord needed to come up from the ground and to tell them, here I am, what I promised was real, and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. He told them, go to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit. And you know what? It is the beginning of the church. It is the beginning of the church. That will be the beginning of the church. But in the same way as Pastor Kevin is doing, the Lord is equipping them to be prepared for what the Lord is going to do through them. And it's the same. I saw 8 days ago, I saw the preaching for Pastor Kevin, and I saw what he said, you need to be equipped. And that's true. You and me, all of us, we need to be equipped. It doesn't matter if maybe you have been to a university in the Bible, or you have a degree in theology or whatever. It doesn't matter. All of us, we need to be equipped. We need to be equipped. And the only one who is going to equip us, you know what, is the Holy Spirit that the Lord is going to send. He knew that the disciples were needing that. So that's why he said, hey, wait, because I'm going to equip you, and then you will have the courage and you will have the strategic ways to do. And the gospel will continue, and everybody is going to receive the gospel. Because that is the plan. Not just only in one place. The plan is everywhere. Okay? So there are four ways that he is preparing them. He is equipping them. And the first one, please. The first one is, in Jesus, we can find peace. He knew that the disciples were proud. He knew that the disciples were without any peace. And I don't know how you feel when you don't have peace. I was telling you in the service before, we need in our hearts to have the peace of God for any kind of decision. The peace of God, it is like the, what was the name, the arbitro? The referee. The Holy Spirit is like the referee, and if you have peace, then everything is going okay. But if the referee says, stop, you know what, it's better to stop. And the peace is like that. If you have peace in your heart, okay, go, move, do whatever. But if you don't have peace in your heart, it's better for you to stop, because things are not good. And the disciples, they were troubled. And the Lord knew they need to have peace, because if they have peace, then with peace, they are going to spread the gospel all everywhere. And that's what he said, peace to them. That's what he said. And he asked a question, why are you troubled? And it's the same question that I want to ask you. Why are you troubled? And the word trouble in the original means to be agitated with stress. And that is the way that sometimes we are. We are agitated. We have a lot of stress. We don't know what to do. But you know what? If your life is in God's hands, then you need to trust in Him. We don't know what is happening sometimes. But you know what? He really knows what is happening. And if you said, Lord, this is my life, I give you my life, then you have to trust that anything is in control, in His control. Maybe it's not in our control, but it is in His control. And when the things are in His control, it's a lot better than if the things are under our control. The Bible says in John 16:33, it says, in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Yes.
And that is a good word for us. Be of good cheer. Don't be hesitant. Don't be in trouble. Don't be so nervous. You know what? Be in peace. And I really praise God for this church. You know, I've been there sitting down, and since the first service that we have been here, I can feel the peace of God. It doesn't matter that there are not stressful things. For example, we have been here in this trip, and my daughter was driving, and a big truck came and boom, crashed against her. They got a new Corolla, and the two doors, they are damaged. But you know what? It's all about, we need to be in peace. God is going to be in control of everything. And I want to tell you, God is in control in everything. Maybe you don't have the control, but He has the control, because your life is in His hands. What is disturbing you? The next one, please. What is disturbing you? You have to ask, what is happening in your mind? But you know what? Peace comes when you focus in God. If you focus in your problem, then God will be a very small one. But if you focus in Jesus, then your problem will be very small. That is one of our problems. That we sometimes, I don't know here, but there in Mexico, we are talking a lot of problems right now. We are facing terrible problems. I'm not here to speak about politics, but it's terrible, the situation there in Mexico. We have an inflation. You go, and the eggs, even the eggs, are very expensive. And everybody said, you see the eggs? They are very expensive. Oh, and the money is not enough for buying eggs. The money is not enough for this, for that. You know, yeah, maybe. But if you focus just only in those problems, then your God is going to be very small.
Yes.
But if you start speaking about God, oh my, what a blessed God we serve.
Yes.
God is with us. He will provide. Maybe you don't have right now. But you know what? He will open. He is the God that is going to provide, and that He is going to do miracle things. Yeah, He is God, you know, but we need to focus on Him instead of on focusing in our problem. You know what? Because fear will paralyze you. When you are fear, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to move. You don't know where to go. But you know what? When you have God's peace, the Lord is going to tell you, hey, call Pastor Kevin. He has the answer.
Or any one of you, not only Pastor Kevin.
This isn't because he is a pastor, yeah? But he was saying, hey, Cole, I don't know, any one of you. But you know what? It's when you have God's peace. The disciples were terrible. They were really afraid. What are we going to do? And the Lord is just on the side of these two disciples that are going to Emmaus. He's walking with them. And they could not see him. You know what? Because they were so troubled. What will happen? They will kill us. And as they killed Jesus, oh, they will kill us. No. He is by your side. But you know what? We need to have our eyes open. When we have our eyes open, then we realize, oh, thank you, Jesus, because you are here with me. Thank you because you are helping us. I don't know, but yeah, you are here with us. Peace comes when you experience Jesus. And I love this one. You know what? I want to tell you. In that passage, it says that Jesus put in front of them, and he said, here I am. And he said, why don't you put your fingers on my scars? And really, I like that too much. You know what? Maybe because I know, with all respect for you guys, I know that you're American, all the time you respect your space. You have respect for that. We don't care in Mexico. We need to ask just only for some American people. We can put in the smallest band, we can put 1,000 Mexicans. We don't care about the space, you know? And I have seen, you know, for example, someone comes to you and start crying and telling you a story, and you just only respecting the space and the Lord is going to be with you. You know what? We Mexicans don't act like that. We love to hug. We love to cry one with the other one, you know. And there were maybe these guys, they were not from Israel. They were not Jews. Maybe they were Mexicans. Because that's what the Lord said. Hey, come, put your finger here. Because he knew that they needed to touch. And it's something that we need to have Jesus close to us. Sometimes it's just only to say, cry, my Lord, embrace me. Show me your love. Don't tell me anything. Just only embrace me because that's what I need. You know, that is real. And the Lord knew these guys needed that. They need that touch. So that's why they needed to experience him because of the touch. That is the first thing. He's going to give you peace. Don't worry too much about your problems. When you are so troubled, just lay down. And tell, Lord, everything is in your hands. Yep. I don't care. What I want is just only your touch. What I want is just only for you to help me. The rest is in your hands. How is going to be the solution? I don't care. Even if there is not a solution, I don't care. Because I am with you and you are with me. And you are taking care of me, Lord. And when you do that, you know what? Things will be totally changed. In Jesus, everything makes sense. The Bible says in those verses from the 44 to 46, the Bible says that the Lord started opening their mind. They didn't know what was happening. But you know what? The Lord was explaining them, hey, the Bible says this, the Bible says that. Well, yeah, that's what the Bible says, but it seems that the Bible was something, you know, an old book from many years ago that your parents read, but it was there, and you don't apply this to you, and you know what? That is what is causing a lot of problems. But when Jesus started opening the scriptures to them, then everything started covering sense. I said, oh, yeah, this is for this, and this is for that. And it's the same with us. Sometimes we think that this old book was good for many years ago. But let me tell you, this is a book that today is speaking to us. Yeah. We need to open. Yeah. And when you open this book, the Lord is going to be speaking to us because the Word of God is the only thing that can change our mind I'm not where I'm to you. I said in the morning that I heard once that a guy was, you know, he was a cannibal. He was a guy that in that place where he was living, they eat the people, man eating to man. But he was reading the Bible. And when he was reading the Bible, a guy coming from a high university, very well-known university, started laughing at him.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.